Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Zach Desmond and Lily Herwald from Braveheart Volunteers here to talk about Braveheart Bowls, which is coming up this evening. Welcome to Morning Edition, Zach and Lily.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, how many years is this of the bowls?
11.
11 bowls. That's really exciting. It's a big number. And there are a few differences this year and perhaps a tenor that might be particularly meaningful to people. Zach, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Among other things, Bowls is going to be different this year in that it's in a new venue. It's over at Odess Theater at Allen Hall. The other aspect of this year that's going to be different that I'm excited for is it's in the wake of significant loss that our community has experienced over the last few months. It's a great reminder for us as an organization and then also for our community, this opportunity to come together and to have great food and to spend time with family and spend time with friends and have a good time. It's also a great opportunity for us to say this is part of why we're here, to help people connect to each other and back into something in themselves when we have experienced a loss as a community. And that's something that we're going to be exploring this year at Bowls. In a way that keeps that connection and that fun, but also makes room for this other piece of who we are now and the journey that we've made together as a community over the last season.
So Braveheart Bowls is serving sort of a dual purpose, to be that bowl to hold the community, but also as a fundraiser for Braveheart Volunteers. Lily, could you talk a bit about the mechanics of Braveheart Bowls, how it works, how people can participate?
Certainly. Braveheart Bowls is an annual event held at this time each year, and it is a fundraiser, the largest fundraiser for our organization. And what happens at the event is people buy a ticket. They're $15 for adults, $5 for children. They're going to and with that entry, you have the opportunity to have many different types of soup that are prepared. They're 30 plus different types of soup that are going to be served tonight. And you have the opportunity to have great desserts. There's going to be homemade breads. And then we also have another portion of it where you have the opportunity to purchase hand-thrown bowls that have been created by master potters this year. So you can purchase a bowl of your choice, wash it, and then have that filled with soup. And one of the very cool things this year is Liz Zacher, our partner at University of Alaska Sitka campus, really talked about how she held the intention of Braveheart Volunteers, which is all about compassionate caregiving, matching companion volunteers with elders and people facing end of life. We have grief support. We have resources for people who are our caregivers or who need to receive care. And Liz talked about how each bowl she threw, she really held that intention of caregiving and what it means and her losses that she has experienced and how Braveheart as an organization helps meet some of those needs in the community. So a very meaningful event for us where people have a chance to get soup, purchase very beautiful bowls, and we also have silent auction. And as Zach said, it's a way for us to come to community, to celebrate, to be together, to remember those that we've lost with holding them together in community. So it's not a downer event by any means. It's all about celebrating life and our togetherness. So we're really honored that it's been a beloved community event.
It sounds like it's intended to be an affirming experience.
Definitely. And it's nothing more affirming than to see, especially on the day of Bowls, all the people that have come together in the community. We have so many volunteers who are providing soup. We have so many volunteers who are going to be there to help us out with the flow of the event. We have so many people who have businesses and individuals throughout the community who have given items to be auctioned off to support our programming. And so it really is, it's not an exaggeration to say that it's already a huge community gathering in terms of all the things that people are willing to give of themselves, including food and sustenance that we get to enjoy together.
So. And live music at the same time.
That's right.
So we have live music, we have beautiful pottery, we have delicious food, an auction. That's at the Odessa Theater today. 5:30 is when you can purchase bowls, but doors open at 5.
Correct.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about Braveheart Volunteers, its mission. You know, it's been around for a long time, and over those years, it's, of course, evolved as all of our organizations do and as we do as individuals. Lily, you mentioned a bit about what Braveheart does. Would you, either of you, like to go into a bit more depth?
Certainly. It's about three things: companionship, about education and linking to resources, and it's about grief support, peer-to-peer grief support, among other things. But those are really what Braveheart was founded on. Ariella Hughes and Jean Frank had the notion that no Sitkin who wants company should have to die alone. And so a lot of the programming is developed from that point, providing companionship and respite for families who may have someone who is at end of life. They may need to take a break, leave the bedside, and knowing that there's a volunteer who's willing to be there and hold the hand of your loved one, not just in end of life situations, but also in our time as senior citizens, for companionship. If people don't have a large social network, there are volunteers who are willing to spend a few hours each week with people to have play cards, to watch a movie, to go to a community event.
Or take a walk. My friend that I volunteer to spend time with has very little access to just the beautiful setting that we live in and that I take for granted personally. And so to be able to connect with him for a couple hours a week, just going on a walk and enjoying the other day that we were sitting by the water, and he said something along the lines of, "All that water, that's what it's about." And I just carry that thought with me whenever I'm not with him and going by the water. I try to remember that. Look at this beautiful place that we're in. And that's a good reminder to have that I carry.
So that's companionship, one of the supports in that three-pronged support. What about grief support? Since that seems to be sort of a core underlying theme for this year's Bowls.
Yeah. And I'm actually the youth grief program director, but we have an amazing therapeutic programming director named Aaron Mathis, who has developed quite a few prongs of the program that are really centered around peer-to-peer support and this idea that the individuals who you can best connect with are those who are ready and willing and interested in sharing that common experience of loss. What I've heard often from participants is that it's grief can be isolating. Grief can be alienating because there's a sense that there is no one else who has experienced quite what I am feeling. And even if you know that can't be true intellectually, that's emotionally what's going on. And a big part of what the peer-to-peer support programming does, like North Star Grief Support Group and like the Four Seasons Retreat, these opportunities for people to come together on a weekly or seasonal basis, it's a chance to see others and to hear from others who are reflecting back some of your experience to you, or also saying, like, I haven't experienced that at all, but I see you, I hear you, and I value you. And thank you for sharing. And that is, that's so much of what Aaron has pioneered and developed over the last couple years. And that's where grief support is right now, is recognizing we can learn a lot from each other.
And then also you offer support to caregivers, which can be an overwhelming experience.
Right. So we have, we're going to be just starting this week, this next week. Sorry, this is Monday. So on Thursday, our care series. And our first one that Aaron will be facilitating is about holiday the grief that is sometimes triggered during the holidays. So our care series is on a certain topic. We cover things like grief at the holidays. It's our first one. Then things like how to have the conversation, how to start the conversation about end-of-life planning. If you have an elder parent, maybe you've never really talked about what their wishes are. That can be a hard subject, and we're going to hold a certain meeting around that. Care, self-care for caregivers, caregiving from a distance. Many of us have family members in other states that may be ailing, and we still are part of their support network. So how to help people in those situations. Many, many different topics that are coming up this year. Advanced directives in helping to plan for your death so you can have a meaningful life. The best gift you can give your family members is by taking care of some of those plans, making some of those decisions, so a person after your passing doesn't have to try to imagine what you wanted, and they have the chance to just grieve. So it's a big gift you can give your family members by planning.
So very briefly, how can people connect with Braveheart if they'd like to volunteer or if they'd like to take advantage of your services?
The easiest way is to give us a call, actually. It's 747-4600. We do have our website is running, and it's braveheartvolunteers.org. There's a volunteer page where you can learn more about what we're doing as well as what's offered. A great way is also to come to Bowls tonight.
And that's perfect.
Yeah, and see what we're about, and we'll all be there to answer questions and connect.
Well, wonderful. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Melissa, so much.
We've been speaking with Lily Herwald and Zach Desmond from Braveheart Volunteers. Braveheart Bowls is tonight, 5:30 p.m. at the Odessa Theater on the Sitka Fine Arts campus.